This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Patient hearing tips for when silence from you is misread as agreement by the difficult person. How to listen without surrendering your position to someone who won't stop talking. In short, silence during patient hearing is not agreement, but a difficult person will treat it as exactly that unless you say otherwise. Signal your intent to listen before you go quiet. Using a short verbal anchor, paraphrase what you heard before stating your own position. Close every patient hearing exchange with a clear, spoken statement of where you stand. Definition: patient hearing tips are practical techniques for listening fully to a difficult person without your silence being mistaken for consent. They help you stay present and controlled during high-friction conversations, while keeping your own position intact until you are ready to speak. I watched a project manager named Claire lose a 6-month argument in about 40 seconds. She had been dealing with a colleague who consistently steamrolled conversations, and she had made a genuine effort to listen. She sat quietly through his long, looping monologue about why the budget should shift in his direction. She nodded occasionally. She said nothing. When he finished, he turned to the rest of the room and said, "Good. So Claire is on board." She was not on board. She had never been on board, but her silence had become his evidence. Patient hearing, done without the right scaffolding around it, can hand the most difficult person in the room exactly what they want. This is the specific problem with patient hearing tips that only tell you to listen well. Listening well is not enough. You need a method for signaling that your silence is deliberate, not passive, and a clear sequence for reclaiming your position once the other person stops talking. What follows is that method, built from decades of getting this wrong before I learned to get it right. Why staying quiet can cost you more than speaking up. Most advice on listening tells you to resist the urge to interrupt. That is sound guidance, but it leaves out a crucial piece: what the other person is doing while you're sitting quietly. Difficult people do not experience their silence the way a reasonable person does. A reasonable person reads silence as they are thinking. A difficult person reads it as they have no objection. The distinction is not subtle. It shapes everything that happens after the conversation ends. There is also something that happens inside you during patient hearing with a difficult person. The longer you listen, the harder it becomes to hold your own position clearly in your mind. Their words start to fill the space. You begin second-guessing your earlier certainty. This is not weakness. It is what sustained listening does to any thoughtful person. The problem comes when you mistake that internal softening for a change of position. Understanding the gap between "I heard you" and "I agree with you" is where real patient hearing begins. If you've ever left a difficult conversation feeling oddly complicit in something you never actually agreed to, you already know this cost. The hidden damage of avoided clarity compounds quietly until it becomes something much harder to correct. One thing you must settle before the conversation starts. Before you apply any of the steps below, you need to know your own position clearly. This sounds obvious. It is not. Most people enter a difficult conversation with a felt sense of where they stand, not a clear statement of it. That felt sense is vulnerable. It erodes under sustained pressure and long monologues. Before you sit down with a difficult person, write one sentence that captures exactly where you stand on the issue at hand. Not a paragraph. One sentence. That sentence becomes your anchor. When you feel yourself drifting during patient hearing, that anchor is what you come back to. It is also what you will state, clearly and calmly, once the other person finishes speaking. Knowing why you're listening is equally important. You're listening to understand the other person's position fully, not to find reasons to dismiss it, and not to be worn into agreeing. Set that intention explicitly before you walk in. It changes how you listen. A step-by-step process for patient hearing that protects your position. Step 1. Open with a verbal anchor before you go quiet. Before the other person begins, or as early in their speaking as possible, place a short statement that signals your intent. Something like, "I want to hear everything you have to say before I respond." Or, "Let me listen to you properly, and then I will tell you where I stand." This is not a courtesy. It is a structural tool. It tells the difficult person that your subsequent silence is deliberate, and that a response is coming. It removes the ambiguity their mind will otherwise fill with a convenient story. You are not agreeing. You are preparing. Step 2. Listen without performing. Difficult people often provoke performance. They make provocative statements, pause for reaction, or raise their voice to force engagement. The trap is to respond to these invitations, either by defending yourself mid-monologue or by nodding along to reduce tension. During patient hearing, your job is to listen to the substance, not to manage the performance. Keep your body still, your face neutral but present, and your eyes engaged. You are not a statue. You are a listener. There is a difference between absence and control, and the difficult person needs to see control. Step 3. Take a short note of a key claim, not every point. When a difficult person speaks at length, they bury their real position under layers of complaint, history, and emotion. You do not need to track all of it. You need to identify the central claim. What are they actually saying they want, believe, or need? Write it down if you can, even just 2 or 3 words on a notepad. This serves 2 purposes. It keeps your focus active rather than passive, which is essential when someone is speaking at length, and it signals to the other person that you're taking them seriously, which often reduces the intensity of their delivery. Step 4. When they finish, pause before you speak. This is the step most people skip. The moment the other person stops talking, the instinct is to respond immediately, either in agreement, in defense, or in summary. Resist that instinct. Take a breath. Wait 3 seconds. This pause is not weakness. It is the physical signal that you are actually listening and are now thinking, not simply reacting. For a difficult person who is used to provoking instant responses, this pause can be disorienting in the best possible way. It shifts the dynamic. You're not playing by the script they prepared for. Step 5. Paraphrase what you heard accurately. Before you state your own position, reflect back the substance of what the other person said. Not a caricature, not a dismissal, but a genuine summary. Something like, "So what I'm hearing is that you believe the current process is costing your team time, and you won't sign off before the deadline changes again. Is that right?" This step matters for 3 reasons. It confirms you heard them, which satisfies their need to be understood. It gives them a chance to correct any misreading before you respond to the wrong point. And it establishes the ground clearly before you state where you stand. When dealing with people prone to passive-aggressive reinterpretation, an accurate paraphrase removes the room to later claim you misunderstood them. Step 6. State your position clearly and in full. Now speak. Use your anchor sentence. Say where you stand, specifically, and without hedging. This is not a debate. It is a statement. "I heard what you said, and I understand the pressure you are under. My position is that the deadline stays where it is because the client commitment is fixed." Do not soften this into ambiguity. Difficult people hear vagueness, a space to negotiate, and they will fill it. You can be direct without being unkind. Clarity is the most respectful thing you can offer. Step 7. Name the outcome explicitly. Once you have stated your position, name the outcome of the exchange. "So to be clear about where we have landed, I understand your concern, and my decision on the deadline has not changed. That is where we are for now." This sentence closes the loop. It removes the gap where a difficult person plants the flag and claims the ground. If the issue needs further conversation, name that too. "This needs another discussion with the broader team. I will set that up." Either way, the conversation ends with a spoken statement, not an open silence that can be written later. When the difficult person interrupts your silence before you are ready. Some difficult people will not wait for you to complete patient hearing. They will speak, pause for 2 seconds, read your silence as agreement, and immediately move to action. This is especially common in remote settings, where your body language is invisible and a gap in speech feels more final than it would in person. If you find yourself in a video call where someone is treating your muted microphone as consent, this particular pattern is worth naming directly. For practical guidance on starting those harder conversations cleanly, this piece on opening difficult conversations gives you a workable structure to begin with. In a remote setting, use step 1 more explicitly than you would in person. Before you listen, say on camera, "I'm going to let you finish before I respond. I have some things to say once you are done." And if they claim the ground before you have spoken, a clean interruption is warranted. "I want to correct something. My silence was me listening, not agreeing. Here is my actual position." A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where patient hearing goes wrong. These are the three failures I see most often. I've made all of them the mistake. Listening all the way through, then saying nothing decisive. Why it happens. You do not want to escalate after what felt like a productive listening session. What to do instead? Complete step 6 and 7 every time, regardless of how the listening went. Patient hearing without a clear close is just polite surrender. The mistake. Letting your paraphrase become a concession. Why it happens. You paraphrase their position so generously that it sounds like endorsement. What to do instead? Separate the paraphrase from your response with a clear verbal bridge. That is what I heard you say. Now here is where I stand. The mistake. Skipping the verbal anchor when you are caught off guard. Why it happens. They launch without warning, and you slip into listening mode before you have set the frame. What to do instead? It is never too late to place the anchor. Even mid-monologue, a brief let me hear you out, and then I want to respond properly resets the frame. Silence that follows an anchor is deliberate. Silence without one is ambiguous. If you recognize the pattern of avoiding the close because the conversation feels resolved, take a look at why avoidance kills clarity over time. The cost of that habit is larger than it looks in the moment. A practical reference you can use before the next difficult conversation. Print this or keep it somewhere visible before a conversation, where silence might be weaponized against you. Before the conversation, number 1, write your position in one sentence and memorize it. Number 2, set your intent you're listening to understand, not to be worn down, during the conversation. Number 1, place your verbal anchor early. I want to hear you fully before I respond. Number 2, listen to the substance, not the performance. Number 3, not the central claim, not every point. Number 4, keep your body still, your face engaged, your eyes open. When they finish, number 1, pause for 3 full seconds. Number 2, paraphrase their key point accurately. Number 3, bridge clearly. That is what I heard. Here is where I stand. Number 4, state your anchor sentence in full, without hedging. Number 5, name the outcome explicitly so nothing stays open to reinterpretation after the conversation. Number 1, if anything was agreed, confirm it in writing within the hour. Number 2, if the conversation felt unresolved, name the next step before you part. Teams that skip this last point often find themselves trapped in the kind of pattern described in conflict avoidance loops, where the same ground is contested again and again because nothing was ever settled clearly. How unspoken position becomes someone else's story. Here is the truth of it. Every conversation with a difficult person ends with a story. The question is who writes it. If you complete patient hearing and then stay quiet about your own position, the difficult person writes that story, and they will write the version that serves them. They always do. The steps in this article are not complicated. They are a sequence for ensuring that your story, your actual position, get spoken before the conversation closes. You can also take a look at how unspoken positions quietly become resentments and how conversation avoidance shows up in teams before the damage becomes visible. Patient hearing is not passive. It is one of the most active things you can do in a difficult conversation, provided you follow it through to a clear, spoken close. Master the close, and silence becomes a tool in your hands rather than a gift you hand to someone else. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing tips for difficult conversations? Patient hearing means listening fully before you respond, without letting your silence signal consent. Anchor your position early, signal your intent to respond, and confirm what you heard before committing to any outcome. Silence is a tool, not a surrender. How do you stop silence from being mistaken for agreement? Use a verbal anchor before you go quiet. A short phrase like I want to hear you out before I respond tells the other person that your silence is deliberate, not passive. Follow it with a clear restatement of your position when they finish. What is patient hearing in a difficult conversation? Patient hearing is the disciplined practice of listening to a difficult person completely, without interrupting, while staying clear about your own position. It is not passive acceptance. It is controlled listening with the intention to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. Why do difficult people mistake silence for agreement? Difficult people often interpret silence as validation because they expect pushback. When none comes, they fill the gap with the most convenient story that you agree. Without a verbal anchor or a clear response signal, your silence becomes their evidence. How do you respond after patient hearing with a difficult person? Start by paraphrasing what you heard accurately and without sarcasm. Then state your position clearly, using specific language rather than general objections. This sequence respects the other person while protecting your ground and preventing them from claiming you agreed. What is the biggest mistake people make when using patient hearing? The most common error is confusing patient hearing with passive acceptance. People listen well, but fail to close the loop, never stating their position after the other person finishes. That gap is where difficult people plant the flag and claim the ground. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.